There are still so many questions about what exactly happened in Mexico 5 years ago. Mexican journalist Anabel Hernandez has spent that time on her own investigation. She can't say where the students are, but she says she has figured out who was involved, who actually kidnapped and potentially killed the students. It has to do with the tight relationship between the Mexican military and a drug cartel. Hernandez says yes, students had gotten on two buses. Also on the bus, heroin from a local cartel heading north to the U.S. The students knew nothing about that. When the head of the cartel heard that people were on the same buses, he immediately turned to the army to get his drugs back. Hernandez believes this led to a coordinated attack by the military and other security forces like state police. She also believes the army thought the students had seen too much.
They were worried about, maybe these students are understanding what we are doing, and that's why they decide to disappear.
Hernandez's investigations, years of countless interviews and scouring documents, shows that the students were likely split up and taken to several different locations. But if they were then killed, where are the bodies?
So the problem is that no one knows where are the bodies. This is the point. No one knows where the bodies now. Of course, just the military and the people that participate in the disappearance, of course, they have to know.
But they're not telling anyone what they know or what they don't know. The Mexican army has refused to allow the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to interrogate anyone who was there that night. And what's especially frustrating to Hernandez is that she knows exactly what their names are. She even published their names in her book, A Massacre in Mexico. Despite her relentless work,
no one is in jail.
Publishing the names of government officials potentially involved in a kidnapping and murder is obviously a serious risk. Hernandez says she was attacked and had to leave Mexico. She currently lives in exile. Mexico's new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is moving to prosecute government officials who refused to investigate the crime. Anabel Hernandez says that is a start, but what she really wants is for the people who committed the crime to go to jail.
I mean, I don't know what are they waiting for.
But calling out government corruption and stamping it out, those are two very different things.